do like the 878 so much that I've bought it a handful of times after selling it and never really use it, but it's a, if you want a one-stop shop radio, I don't think it's really a better option. You know, that is unless you don't want a digital mode. But I'm bummed because I bought it at $350 and then like 2 months later they slashed the price to like $199 or $250 or yeah, $250 is what it's at now. And I was like, man, I'm never gonna get my money back out of this thing. So I just elected to keep it. There's that guy, I forgot where he's out of. I think he's out of Michigan. He makes the call sign stickers for the charging base and the radio. I got those on. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I've already sold this radio enough. I'm just going to keep it. That way, if I want to play DMR, I can play DMR. But I'm looking forward to being able to use an HT and go through RF pretty soon. You know, HTs have never been conducive for me, unfortunately, unless I'm on a hotspot or a node. And I've looked at that 168 a handful of times. It's a nice little radio, but I don't know, something, I just, it doesn't do it for me. I don't know what it is.
Dakota, you're killing me. Same thing, I paid $350 for my 878. Hearing there down that low is killing me, because I spent another $200 for the 168. Another 878, that's just not right, you know what I mean?